Unlike the de Gramont study, the Mosaic study, the FLOX or NSABP study specifically looked at a bolus regimen of 5-FU and leucovorin with or without oxaliplatin. In a sense, it was the traditional Roswell Park regimen with oxaliplatin added on every other treatment. So it was truly an American adjuvant therapy rather than the European model that we've since adopted to a great degree. The accrual for the trial was a little bit longer, I think, than the Mosaic study and was reported at a later date than the Mosaic study, but ultimately came to the same conclusion that oxaliplatin adds a 4.9% absolute benefit when added to 5-FU and leucovorin therapy, the same absolute benefit at 3 years that was found in the Mosaic study. So the question, of course, is do we need to give infusional 5-FU or can we get away with bolus 5-FU? And ultimately, I think that the infusional 5-FU schedules have lower overall toxicity, but the dose of oxaliplatin in the Mosaic study was higher so that patients had a higher incidence of neuropathy. The issue, of course, is does lower incidence of neuropathy balance out the increased incidence of other toxicities? When you look at Wolmark's study, the difference in toxicity between the Roswell Park regimen versus the same regimen plus oxaliplatin, there's a 10% difference in grade 3, grade 4 toxicity. 7% of that difference is neuropathy. So there's really only a 3% difference in toxicity overall. But overall, you're talking about a 50% toxicity rate for Roswell Park, 60% rate for FLOX, and that's higher than what you see in the Mosaic study. So the question is, if you want to avoid neuropathy, should you go with a regimen such as FLOX to try to avoid that neuropathy, or would it be perhaps better just to work with Mosaic and then drop out the oxaliplatin towards the end of the treatment to avoid the neuropathy in that fashion? So I think sort of the ultimate conclusion is that this is a confirmatory trial. It demonstrates or confirms the benefit for oxaliplatin, and it offers oncologists an alternate way of giving this agent in combination with 5-FU and leucovorin. But I think it's very reassuring. I would still like to see the overall survival advantage for both of these trials, and hopefully that will come as patients die. When we look at the number of patients who are dying and the patients who are having recurrences, you are seeing that the number of patients with recurrence is increasing. So we're beginning to see a trend moving in that direction. But my suspicion is that it's going to take some time before we actually see an overall survival advantage in either one of these trials.